Tanya for the third day of Nisan, Gimel Nisan, is in Perek Lamed Tes, chapter 39, on page 553. The Alter Rebbe is saying that without any love and fear at all, not even the stirring of the natural love and fear that every Jew has in his heart as an inheritance from the patriarchs, the mitzvahs that he performs without this love and fear rise only to the external part of the world, either the world of Asiyah or the world of Yetzirah, but only to the external part of it, not to the godliness of it. And that is the Aveda without love and fear that is Le Parcha Le'ela, that can't fly upwards, as the Tikkunim says, but remains stuck below in the external part of the world. And today Shia, the Rebbe says, V'hainu, afilu inayne esik shalei lishmo amamesh lishum eza pniya, chas v'sholem. This is true, that the mitzvah doesn't rise to the godliness of the higher worlds. It's true even if he is engaged in the study of Torah and the doing of mitzvahs without an actual ulterior motive, God forbid. It's not that the reason that it doesn't rise to the godliness of the higher world is not because he's corrupting it with an ulterior motive. Elo kamesha kosu v'tihi yirasa mesi mitzvah anoshim melumado. The lack of love and fear doesn't necessarily mean that he has an ulterior motive for doing the mitzvahs. He's doing the mitzvah, as it says, that there, it is done by rote, out of habit. Pirush machmas hergil shahurgu mikatnusa. Since as a youth, as a child, he was trained and he got into the habit of fearing God and doing mitzvahs. Since his father and his teacher taught him and trained him to fear God, that fear has become habitual, and that's how he does mitzvahs now as an adult as well. And that's called not doing it for its own sake. So not doing it lishma doesn't mean that you have an ulterior motive. It could also mean that you have no motive at all. So even the fear that one has as a result of his education, that he was trained, which is in fact a positive thing, because it is a mitzvah in Torah that a father, a teacher, should train a child and to teach him fear of God. Yet, because this is a habit, or has become habit, it is called shalei lishma. Ki lishma mamish, because the true meaning of lishma is ef shebelei yaseidet is the chilurichimu hativim al koponim, to do a mitzvah for positive lishma, a true lishma, is not possible unless you arouse love and fear, at the very least the natural love and fear. To reveal them from their concealment, at least to the mind and to the recesses of the heart. Because just as one doesn't do something for a friend, you don't fulfill your friend's needs, unless you love him or fear him. Lishma means that you're doing the mitzvah for him. And the only way you could be doing it for him is if you love him or fear him. So you can't do a mitzvah for the Eibishter. Lishma, to fulfill his will, believe zichrein v'hiseidus avos v'yirasei klal, without remembering and arousing the love and fear at all, b'meichei u'machshavti v'talumeis libe al kol ponim, at the least in the mind, thought, and in the recesses of the heart. And another thing is that love alone, if you serve God out of love alone, you do a mitzvah out of only love, that too is not called a complete aveda, b'li yirata tol epoches, unless you have, at the very least, also the lower level of fear. Shehi Mesuteres Belev Kol Yisrael, Kameshikosav Lekamon, this lower level of fear is included in the inheritance of love that comes from the patriarchs, that every Jew has in his heart. There's also an element of fear. And just as it is incomplete, it's not a proper Aveda to serve God without love, it is also incomplete to serve God with love alone, but without fear, as he will explain later on. In the Hayyim Yom, for the third day of Nisan, the Gimel Nisan, the Rebbe writes that Mishiyurei Amur, among my father's regular Torah study schedule, is Bechol Yom Parsha Chumash and Pirish Rashi. Every day he studied a Parsha Chumash with Rashi, Amidas Tanakh Balpeh, he would recite Tanakh by heart, Kapitel Echad Meteira, Vechem Neviim, Vechem Ksuvim. One capital from Teira, Neviim, and Ksuvim. Then Perek Echad Mishnayis, one Perek of Mishnayis, Shir Gemara Li'iyun, Beis Dafim L'Shavua. He would study one page of Gemara thoroughly, a thorough study. And he would cover two pages a week. The Shir Gemara would cover two pages a week, and then Shir Lemigras, and then studying Gemara, but more rapid study, just to cover ground, he would learn three pages a day. And then there was a Shir B'Yerushalmi, Gam Shir Le'Bechol Yom B'Peskim. He also had a session, a study session, a period of learning the Shulchan Aruch, but this was not every day. And B'Meshach HaShonah Haya Mesayim Kol HaMedrash Rabbah, in the course of the year he would study the entire Medrash Rabbah, and Leve B'Sidrei So'aruches U'Pereya B'Ktzores. He would borrow time from the long Sedras and repaying it on the shorter ones. In other words, when there's a lot of Medrash on a given Sedra, he would study it on the in the week in which there was a shorter portion of Medrash.